Today on the White Coat Investor Podcast, we have Laura Clifford, CPA. She is the president of Fox & Company CPAs. Laura, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, we've here at White Coat Investor, we've been working with Fox & Company for I don't know how many years. It might be more than a decade. It's been a long time.
It is. It's definitely getting there.
And I think a lot of your clients are White Coat investors. And so, you know, the unique aspects of the physician's financial life is not different or unique at all to your firm. Tell us a little bit why you guys decided that, you know, doctors were your thing and helping doctors to get control of their finances and their tax situation was what was going to drive your business.
Yeah, absolutely. So our firm has existed, for quite a long time. Joanna Turner, who's my partner currently, she had, operated kind of a small firm here in Mayfield, Kentucky, but had gotten into financial planning space as well. And essentially, as she tried to figure out a little bit more about what market might work best for serving clients on that firm, it eventually led to physicians and led to us developing our tax services for physicians. For us, it's great to work with clients who, care a lot about their financial lives, want to make changes so that when we make recommendations, they actually follow through with them, which I think is a little bit different than maybe what we've been through with some other clients in the past. And so that's really great to be able to make recommendations, have clients decide to move forward with those changes, and then also, just stay challenged by the high quality clients that we do receive from typically White Coat Investor referrals.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, there's a number of things, but, being interacting with the White Coat Investor community for so long, you've realized doctors care about transparency of pricing. They like flat fee pricing, and they want more than just tax preparation. So tell us how you guys structured your firm and your fee structure to be able to provide all of that.
Sure. So some of those things, go right in line with kind of the firm we already were before. Like you said, about a decade ago, we got into working as primarily with physicians. So we were already doing flat fee before that point. We were already doing fixed price agreements every year so that clients knew up front what that would look like and what they would pay for their tax preparation service, and already had a little bit of planning involved in that. We wanted clients to be able to ask questions. But really, after working with physicians for so long, we learned that, it is really great to have those projection services, to have those additional things that we can provide throughout the year so that they can get their questions answered on a timely manner when it matters to make a decision, and they're able to, change and have time to implement strategies or make a difference in their situation. And we also, as far as the pricing, are very upfront about what our fees look like. We do have that all posted on our website so that prospective clients can know before they meet with us whether, it fits within their budget, it fits within what they're looking for. So we do have that all upfront already provided.
Yeah. One of the things I like about your fee structure is you divide people up into tiers. And the example of the tiers kind of demonstrate the complexity of the situations. And it's a good way for doctors to think about what's my situation, how complicated is it? For example, your tier one's primarily a W-2 income. Maybe they have a Schedule C for their side hustle, and maybe they have one rental property or, instead of that Schedule C, or maybe they have one K-1 instead of that Schedule C. And that's kind of tier one. And you work your way through those. The next one, you got two or three rental properties or two or three K-1s. And then, the next section, you start having some 1099 income in tier three. And tier four, you're dealing with real estate professional status or trying to qualify for the short-term rental loophole. And then you get to tier five, where you've got, multiple state returns and a dozen K-1s, et cetera, where things are starting to get kind of complicated. And I can certainly relate to tier five. That's what drove me from being a DIY tax preparer, was when I entered tier five and I couldn't figure out which states I had to file in. So I get it for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do a little bit of combination there, whereas people's situations get more complex. We do have those example situations out there, but we do have clients that even go above that point where that it can kind of build on it. But like I said, it does allow clients to kind of know when we're meeting with them in the prospect phase to know where I might fit and kind of have an idea before they even meet with us. And then we do all of those clients do get the same service. So it is just all based on complexity on that personal side of things, where you do have your, you know, obviously your tax return preparation. That's a very key part, but it's only a piece of what we're doing. Those projections that we offer at the mid-year point and the end of year point, all clients receive those. And we are pretty standard in, you know, having all clients be a part of those projections. They don't have to participate, but we definitely offer them to everyone and want them to take advantage, because that does avoid any surprises when it comes to filing your return in April if you've already done some planning before, you know, earlier in the year.
Yeah, for sure. The planning becomes more critical. I mean, a lot of people have this mistaken idea out there that the way you lower your taxes is by filing your tax returns differently. You just got to get the right tax person and you'll pay less in taxes. Rather than the truth, which is that your tax bill changes depending on how you're living your financial life. If you want to, you know, lower your tax bill, you know, buy a house with a mortgage and, you know, give money to charity and form a business and all these other, you know, save for retirement and save for healthcare and these other things that really can allow you to lower your tax bill. Now, most doctors out there think that, you know, they're paying too much in taxes. Is it true? Are most of them paying too much in taxes? Should they be paying less?
So by the time a client comes to us and are looking at their situation, a lot of times they're already doing the main things that they should be doing as far as retirement savings, that sort of thing. But I would say probably the average population is saving more than or paying more than they should in taxes because they don't know about the different strategies. But because people are coming from the White Coat Investor, a lot of times they already do know these things, but we're able to just kind of pinpoint which items are most relevant to that client's particular situation instead of muddying through all of the various financial topics that are out there, kind of pinpoint which ones go best with their situation to help them to save in taxes and pay the minimum that they need to based on the current set of rules.
Yeah. Now, Joanna, your partner, has referred to some techniques people use as a laudit lottery or an audit lottery. How do you decide whether a technique is just an audit lottery strategy versus something that you'd feel comfortable defending in an audit?
Sure. So when it comes to, you know, what we're going to put on a return, that is going to be anything that we feel like we can back up at audit, where you have the records to stand behind that. And so especially in some of the, you know, areas that a lot of prospective clients are looking at, such as the short-term rentals or real estate professional status, you know, it's making sure that you have your hour logs, you have the different things you need for your expenses and those expense requirements, you know, that goes across everything, not just rentals, but also businesses as well. And so making sure that you are have the backup, have the records that the IRS would ever look at. And really, you know, as far as taking that other step and putting things on your return that you shouldn't be, you know, typically that's going to be thinking, oh, well, if I just sub this number in and I don't have backup for it, but I don't necessarily, it's not too large, the IRS won't ever find it. And that may be true. You know, they have their systems for how they look at things. But anything that we're going to put on a return is going to, you know, kind of pass the test that it would be defendable if it was ever audited.
What are the biggest tax mistakes you see doctors making?
Sure. So, I mean, I would say that when it comes to the biggest single item that is able to be written off on your return, it is your retirement contributions. So if someone doesn't understand what they're able to do, if they've added 1099 income and they don't understand how to do a solo 401k and what their contributions would look like, or if they've started a new job and didn't look into that fully, they are missing a pretty big deduction, because that is going to be usually the largest deduction that someone's going to get is doing pre-tax retirement contributions. But as far as like a DIY, you know, done your return yourself before, the most common thing that clients kind of miss and we end up having to fix is either related to their backdoor Roth. So they're trying to do that, but they don't fully understand how to report that correctly on their 8606. Or if they have a rental property, not doing the depreciation correctly. Those are definitely a couple things that when you're preparing your return yourself, we do see mistakes on those.
Yeah. Now, looking at your website right now, it mentions that you don't really take new clients as tax season is coming up and throughout tax season. It sounds like you actually take new clients, you know, mostly during the summer months. Explain how that works, you know, with the wait list and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do. We, because of the number of people who have wanted to work with us over the years and us wanting to, you know, stay high quality in the services that we provide, we did make the choice to only open to new clients in the summer, which is in our kind of less busy time where we're not in the midst of tax season trying to onboard someone. It also seems to work pretty well with physicians. We definitely get a lot of people come on our wait list throughout the year, but a lot of people are looking for services in the summer. Maybe they have either, you know, are transitioning out of residency and are looking for something for their first attending job, or, you know, sometimes even down the road a few years later, you're still making changes to your employment in the summer months, maybe because it's tied to that original start date that you had. Also, sometimes people, you know, have had a bad experience with their return preparer and realize, okay, I want to do something better. I want to plan more. You know, maybe I owed a lot of money on this return I previously filed in April, and I want to figure out how not to do that again next year. And so that works really well for clients to talk with us and meet with us for an initial consultation during those months. But anyone who is interested in our services can join our waitlist at any time, and that way they'll be notified first when we do open up to new clients.
Would that work for someone that filed an extension for the prior year's return and came to you midsummer for help with that?
So it actually does. Yeah. So we do have some clients join at that point, and we do file those extended returns. And our fee structure for that actually is on the website as well.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Well, we've been talking now here with Laura Clifford. She's a CPA. She is the president of Fox and Company CPAs. If people want to learn more about Fox and Company, where's the best place to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website, it has all the information that we've been talking about today. And that website is fox-cpas.com.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time, Laura.
Thank you.